Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
But joining us now on the buyersafety.com hotline.
Oh, a phone is ringing.
105.3, the phone. I know when that hotline rings. He is our Dallas Cowboys and Dallas Mavericks insider, the mighty Mike Fisher. Good afternoon, Fish. How are we?
I don't think fans actually want Dean Blandino to perish. That's a little strong.
I do. I actually think I've gone out there and I've done some just done some surveying out there, and I think
Dean Blandino!
There's Ben right there.
Yeah.
Still
maybe,
to this day.
Maybe suffer. Can we just have him suffer?
Yeah. I think he suffers just a little bit every time he comes on. But
yes, sir.
He's a good man for doing that. Was there anything unique about the last, let's say, 18 hours about this deal? Because I think we thought that when he was landing, maybe a deal was done, and it seems like it went well into the night. What's kind of your perception of how the final hours of this thing worked out?
Well, what a very astute question by you, because last night at 10 o'clock, and by the way, Ben Rogers and the Ben Rogers suggestion about where this is going and where this was going was right. And I'll tell you who else is super right. And someday the mainstream media is going to recognize it and going to build him a statue. Jonathan H. Shipman, Esquire, is
Whoa.
Super right about Zeke's travels and about his intention with his travels. So stay tuned on that one. Jonathan H. Shipman, Esquire, will be vindicated someday. But last night, they did part ways. They did go to sleep without the deal being done. And a lot of things were obviously in place, but not done. I still think that Zeke's side didn't like the 30% rule, which I'm sure you guys have touched on, and very simply skinny. That's just, you know, if I pay you $10 million this year, it's got to be $13 next year. And $16, it can't be $1 million 1 year and $100 million next year, 30%. In differences. And I think Zeke's camp wrestled with that for a while. And then my understanding is they reconvened probably 3 a.m, 4 a.m, something like that, and said, hey, what about this? And then away we went. But the most unique thing about it, I was told last night that Jerry wasn't here and that maybe even Steven wasn't here. And I'm like, how is that possible? And then we realized very early in the morning that Jerry's in New York City ringing the bell, ringing the opening bell on Wall Street, because he's got a big oil and gas deal up there that's going to make him $1 trillion. Only the Joneses would have the owner and general manager up there ringing a bell on Wall Street while he's down here also writing a check for $103 million.
Right. God, what a crazy situation. And then with regard to the next contract, where do you think they are on Dak?
Yeah, I think that Dak all along has thought, and maybe this goes back a little bit, but that $30 million is, that's the threshold of honor for the quarterback, $30 million a year. Now, did he ever ask for 40? I don't know. I wonder if he didn't ask for 36. And now look at the middle point of the 30 to 36, and look how it mirrors where Jared Goff's APY is, which is what, KT, about 33 and a half?
Yes, so, right.
Yeah. I think we're going to discover that they can get close and in the range too. And I think all parties would like to do that sooner rather than later. I think there's some security in going and taking your $100 million from Jerry Jones now. And so I wouldn't be surprised if right around the corner we see a Dak deal or a Byron Jones deal or a Malik Collins deal. And obviously eventually there's going to be a Amari Cooper deal here too. And by the way, regarding Jerry's pie, they went into yesterday with $25 million with a room, signed Lyle Collins and gained $5 million with a room, entered today with $30 million with a room. So the people running this cap, Stephen Jones's lieutenants, because Ben, we talk a lot about, oh, Jerry does this and Stephen does this, but Stephen's lieutenants do a hell of a job here in cap management, in contract negotiations now, and then with Will McClay's personnel people, make sure you get some $400,000 talent on this roster so you can afford the $30 million guys, and away you go to a contender.
Well, I do know for certain that Dak's team was seeking over 40 initially. I'm not saying they're there now, but that's what they came in asking for.
Let's get in the middle, and listen, as we've discussed before, Benji, you could pay him $40, and if this team goes 7-9, you'll have overpaid him. You'll have done a bad job as a Dallas Cowboy quarterback if you don't have a winning record, especially with this team assembled, same thing their head coach. So I'm not too worried. Whatever the number is, I'm not worried about the overpay. If I'm a Cowboy fan, I want to see it manifest itself in 11 wins.
Where does everybody turn their attention to now, Fish?
I think the Jason Garrett story is a beauty, is a focal point. If you're the ownership, and you've given Jason Garrett almost a decade, and you've given Red Ball $5 million a year, and now you've given him this running back and this assemblage of talent, what do you need out of Jason Garrett so he can stay along here? I think you need a superiorly successful season, whatever that is. And we can all make up our minds that you've just got to win the division and win a playoff game and get to the NFC Championship game or something. But I hear a lot of people saying, well, you know, Jerry's so in love with Jason and he wants him to be his Tom Landry. Well, every owner wants their coach to be their Tom Landry. But I think the time is now for Jason Garrett to take this team to the next level, because I think ownership thinks that they have assembled a Super Bowl caliber roster.
No doubt. Awesome stuff, Fish. Thanks for jumping on with us. We'll be continuing to follow you on social media. And if anything breaks, holler in.
Hello.